Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, Paul's Last Journey. We'll be walking you through the story of Paul's last days in Ephesus. It seems like an old broken record. The Jews want to kill Paul, but this is how my story is starting out today. The Jews conspired against Paul with a plot to put him to death, which meant that Paul was once again on the run for his life. He did not settle down after this threat, but spent short visits town to town, teaching in people's homes. At one home, the message he was teaching lasted until midnight. There were many lamps in the upper room where the believers had gathered. One young man was sitting on the windowsill having problems staying awake during Paul's message. He slipped out the windowsill, falling three stories to his death. Paul rushed downstairs and fell upon the young man, embracing him. After a short time, he got up, and the boy was brought back to life. Then they talked and ate until dawn, when Paul headed back to Ephesus. Paul was determined to start his journey to Jerusalem and to arrive by Passover. As he gathered the elders of the church at Ephesus, he blessed them with these words: "Be on guard for yourselves and for all in the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseer, to shepherd the church which Jesus has purchased with his own blood. I know that after I depart, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Therefore, be on alert." When he had finished his message, they knelt down and prayed, knowing that they would never see Paul's face again. Paul stepped on a boat and set sail for Jerusalem. He is finally on his way to Jerusalem. Paul has been dreaming about returning to the city where the great temple is located. The Jews like Paul in Jerusalem because they remember how vigilant he was about destroying the new fledgling church. The believers fear him because he threw so many of them in jail. What type reception will he receive when he arrives? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.